I would like to start by noting that when we at PRB write about aging in the United States, we often say that the elderly are leading longer and healthier lives. But the conclusion that you and your co-authors seem to have reached in your recent article in Medical Care, when I read it, said that continued improvements in elderly health should not be taken for granted. Can you explain more about that and tell us what your concerns are, given that what we think we've been seeing are improvements in elderly health?
We have been seeing improvements in elderly health, and that's part of the great news for people that are older today. And so for the last 30 years, there's been a very sharp decline in the rates of severe disability, by which I mean an inability to dress yourself or to bathe yourself and so on. Those rates have come way down in 30 years among the elderly population. And there are many reasons for that, including improved technology, prevention of chronic diseases, improved technology to assist the elderly, and so on. The caveat, and what my article focused on, is that same decline which we saw in the elderly population does not hold true in younger populations, in working-age populations. In working-age populations, actually, you've seen increases in severe disability. And so that's the reason why you might not expect this decline to continue forever. The set of people who are now in their 50s that have seen the increasing disability are going to be 65 in 15 years, and they'll be more disabled than the people that are in their 60s now. So it's not a given that the disability rates will continue to decline forever into the future. The gains have been substantial, and that's wonderful. The question is, can we sustain them, going forward?
Define what you mean by working age population. What
sure.
Are the age
ranges? In this article, we looked at people between age 30 and age 60. We've also extended past that in other work to 65 and older, and that we've confirmed the well-known finding in the literature that there have been large declines in disability rates in the older populations.
What do you see as major differences, or what do you see as different kinds of disabilities in let's say, the younger part of right. working-age population versus older?
So for the most part, in my work, I focused on severe disabilities. So my colleagues use the same definition of disability that people use it for older populations. These disabilities are called activities of daily living limitations. The inability to bathe yourself, to dress yourself, and so on. And the goal of my work has been to look at how those rates of disability that are traditionally seen as pertaining mainly to the older population, to the extent to which they also pertain in the younger population. And the results are what you'd expect. The rates of those kinds of severe disabilities are much lower in the younger population than in the older population. But those rates have been increasing very sharply over the last 25, 20 years. In the younger population. Right.
And why do you think those rates are increasing?
So let me tell you what I know, and then I'll tell you what I don't know. One obvious idea about this is that disability doesn't tend to happen to people who are free of complete, especially in younger populations, doesn't happen to people who are free of other conditions, chronic conditions. Mm. It tends to happen to people who have other chronic diseases, people who have diabetes, severe diabetes, people who have had strokes, people who have had chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. One obvious hypothesis is to look to say, okay, have the rates of the diseases in the younger populations gone up over time? Another hypothesis is that among the people with those diseases, have the rates of disability gone up? Mm-hmm. So you see the distinction, right? So the rates of the diseases themselves could have gone up, or the rates of disability among the people who have these diseases could have gone up. The answer that I found in my work with my colleagues is that in particular the rise in obesity rates in this population has played a substantial role in fueling the increase in disability rate. And obesity is associated with lots of other very severe chronic conditions, diabetes, hypertension, mm-hmm. so on. And, you know, so it's not that obesity directly leads you to get this, but that it may cause other conditions that lead you, that then lead you to be more likely to become disabled. That explains about half of the rise. Mm-hmm. The other half of the rise is that for some conditions, in particular for chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, the rates of disability have been going up. So compared to 20 years ago, if you take a patient with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease and you compare them with another patient today, that person with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease today is more likely to be disabled than the person 20 years ago. Again, using this the definition of severe disability.
Right. That pulmonary disease, the COPD, I guess is the acronym, is that mainly caused by smoking?
For the most part, yes. Okay. Now, the rates of COPD have come down, but the rates of the remaining COPD population, disability, have gone up. Right? Disability among the people who have COPD still. And actually, there's an interesting twist, which is that improvements in technology, improvements in medical care for people with chronic disease can actually lead to increasing disability rates among those populations. So a set of people today who have diabetes, say, if you'd like to take 50-year-olds, 50-year-olds with diabetes today are more likely to be disabled than people than 50-year-olds 20 years ago. That's a fact. People who are 50-year-olds today mm-hmm.
with diabetes
are more likely to be disabled than people who were 50 years old 20 years ago.
Who also had diabetes?
Who also had diabetes.
20 years ago.
Right. Now, an ironic reason for that is that we're much better at taking care of diabetics. So the set of people who have diabetes are more ill. Right? Some of the patients with diabetes would have died off 20 years ago.
Oh, okay.
And those people potentially are alive with disabilities today. I'm not sure how to look at that. I mean, in one sense, it's good news. In one sense, it's something that we really should be concerned about. How do you support populations like this?